Athletics and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. You got to get that settled in your spirit. And it's not based upon you doing everything right or being perfect in everything, because you're not, and we never will be. But that doesn't change God about us. So, you know, cancel the devil's ploys out right there. I'm a child of God. It ain't in my heart to do evil in that, even though I may miss the mark from time to time, which is what sin is. Amen. If I confess that to the Lord, He's faithful and just to forgive me and then to cleanse me. So we got this thing, one, going and coming. Amen. But my point is, you got to know who you are. All right. So in verse 6 of that same chapter and 7, verse 6, and he arose and went into the house. He poured oil on his head and said unto him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel. And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. So this spirit of Ahab and Jezebel were known for smiting or killing the prophets of God to shut down the voice. Does it sound a little bit like today? You know, does it sound a little bit like today? People get angry with you. They'll write you off right quick for saying anything about Jesus. You see what's on the rise? Anarchy. It's the spirit of Antichrist. But that's why Elijah anointed Jehu. That's why the spirit of Elijah has to return again. That's what Jehu carried with him as a commander. That same, he was anointed by a prophet of Elisha's, who was a prophet anointed by Elisha, who was anointed by Elijah. So he was carrying down in that time, in that generation, the same anointing. And what did God say? In the last day, I'm going to send the spirit of Elijah again. In other words, I'm going to send a warring anointing. I'm going to send a militant anointing. I'm going to send an anointing where people are refuse to be quiet. They're going to refuse to just go with the status quo. They're going to refuse apathy. They're going to refuse just you telling them everything. Amen. So the spirit of Ahab and Jezebel were known for destroying the prophets. Now, the spirit and Jezebel, that's a spirit. Now, let me get into that a little bit, because this spirit that we're dealing with, that's why I said it's not going away. It's going to have to be subdued. It's going to have to be whipped. Amen. Because the very name Jezebel, it means to be without cohabitation. It's not here to compromise to little church, little world, you know, little church, little Ahab, little Jezebel. No, it means without cohabitation. In other words, it's not here to cohabitate with you. It's here to destroy you. It's here to shut the mouth, period. It's not here to compromise a little bit, let you have a little something, something. No, it means without cohabitation. Now, whatever method it may use, however subtle, with little foxes or with giants in the land or as a roaring lion, it's out to destroy. It's not out here to let you do anything or have anything or establish anything or go anywhere. Understand that from day one. Understand this, tell somebody, this means war. This ain't no softball game. This ain't no picnic in the park. This is war. This enemy is out to stop the church of the Lord Jesus Christ in the earth. But the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he's given it unto the children of men. And so it's time to step into that realm of dominion, governance. But it takes a militant anointing. All right? So, in verse number 8 of that same chapter, did we read it? For the whole house of Ahab shall perish. This is the prophet prophesying. And I will cut off from Ahab him that pisses against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. Verse 9. And I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah. Okay? So there's the fulfilling of a prophecy that's about to manifest. Because now the commander is being anointed for the office. Now this is what I love about Jehu as we take a brief look into who he was and what he did. And we'll probably continue this, but now, understand that Ahab and Jezebel lived in Jezreel. It was a land in Samaria. This is going to sound so much like today. They lived there. And Jezreel, if you do the study on it, the history, Jezreel was a land given when they divided up the land for the tribes of Israel. Jezreel was the land given to Issachar. Okay, Issachar was a small tribe, but Issachar was the revelatory tribe. They were the ones. Give me real quick, First Chronicles 12:32. Okay, now notice that this was strategic. Ahab and Jezebel built their palace in Jezreel. Now, if you're taking notes and you haven't gotten this in your notes already before, Jezreel is defined as the land of revelation. Let me try to fit it here. It's kind of like the filter through which all the media comes. Jezreel. And so Ahab and Jezebel built their palace there to determine the narrative that Israel would receive. Okay, she was totally against the prophets of God and against God. They were about Baal or Baal worship and the worship of Asherah and the worship of Molech. Molech, they offered their children as sacrifices. So they were totally against it. Now they built that. Can you get that up? Here's the verse, 1 Chronicles 12:32. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of times, to know what Israel ought to do. In other words, they were the revelatory tribe. They received the revelation. They knew times and they knew what Israel ought to do. They were given the land of Jezreel. It says the heads of them were 200 and all their brethren were at their command. In other words, they inherited the land of Jezreel, the place of revelation. But now the enemy built his palace there to control what was coming out of there. If this doesn't define what's going on today, the enemy, through wealth, through you know, coercion, they own the major media outlets. They own them, so they determine the narrative. And so when children of God are only listening to the narrative coming out of the palace of Ahab and Jezebel, then they too will be afraid. So if all you're listening to And everything on there is not evil, but if all you're listening to is the narrative that comes out of CNN, which is owned again by Ted Turner, who is one who has a depopulation agenda and has said a whole lot of other heinous stuff about the races and that. If that's all you're listening to, then if that's at the root of his media outlet, then what do you think's going to be coming through that? And you got to understand something here. This warfare goes way deep. It's not surface stuff. It's even psychological warfare. You know, through movies, through commercials, through media, through songs. You know, that's why back in the day, they don't do it so much now. They still do, but they used to backmast. I remember Led Zeppelin did something, and when you ran it backwards, they were saying, "Worship Satan. Worship Satan." So while you're listening to the tune you like, you also are listening to something subliminal that's putting something down in your subconscious. Amen. And so it is today. It's a psychological warfare. That's why you and I must become militant. Somewhere you got to put your foot down. Amen. I said somewhere you got to turn something off. Somewhere you got to say, enough is enough. I ain't taking no more because it's all a lie. I don't care how it's dressed up, how pretty it looks, how good it sounds. It's a lie because the source is a lie. If the source is corrupt, I don't care how, and that's the whole deception. If the devil himself can become an angel of light, that's why we need discernment. That's why we need to see like God is seeing. Everybody around you is celebrating something, but you see something is wrong there. You see something ain't right there. Something's out of order there. Something don't bear witness with my spirit. Then days later, God revealed to you what it was. While everybody else just celebrating, yeah, that was wonderful. And you feel like the oddball. You feel like the one that's crazy. You feel like the one that's got the loose screws upstairs. But see, it's God showing you where the real battle lies. Where the real victory is to be won. I believe that's what that anointing, that militant anointing is for. To deliver people. Somebody gonna hear after a while. When you refuse to take down on your job. When they see you don't compromise with a bunch of foolishness. They think you just an eyeball. You just a holy roller. Well, I'll just be a holy roller. But after a while, God gonna open your eyes. After a while, you're going to see something. After a while, you're going to realize, wait a minute, I need that life you live in. Hello? But how many know God needs people to stand? God needs people with a militant anointing that's going to wage war where the war is really being waged. It's not even so much societal. It's not about defunding the police. It's not about systemic this and that. All that's a fruit of it. But the root of it is diabolical. Only the devil could concoct some strategy like this. And he's got a whole slew of puppets that he uses in places, high places of authority. You know, Sigmund Freud, there was a guy that studied under Sigmund Freud about the societal mindset. And how people can think like, I'll say, the herd mentality, even while they're at home by themselves, if they're not an independent thinker. See, you got to understand something. The spirit that we're waging war with is a spirit that will manipulate. It's not going to cohabit. It wants to manipulate and control.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.